Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, November 15th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Uber's Q3 financial results are in, with net losses up 32% quarter over quarter to $939 million as the company continues to invest in future growth opportunities. Revenue in Q3 rose 5% quarter over quarter at $2.95 billion, which is up 38% for the year. For the first time, Uber broke out Uber Eats numbers, which made up $2.1 billion of overall gross bookings, and the company says is up 150% year over year. Last month, Uber said it planned to expand Eats to cover 70% of the U.S. population by the end of 2018, and Uber is expected to go public in 2019. Twitter updated its Explore tab and its iOS app to categorize sections such as news, sports, fun, and entertainment. Twitter launched Explore last year to consolidate trending topics and top news on the platform along with search. The company began running ads inside the tab back in July. Alphabet will stop development on bipedal robots as it dissolves a project that began in 2013 when the company bought Shaft, a startup founded by University of Tokyo researchers. In June of last year, SoftBank announced it had agreed to purchase Shaft from Alphabet, but some employees declined to be part of SoftBank and the deal fell through, sources tell Nikkei. Google released its night sight camera mode for all three of its Pixel phones to almost universal praise. It lets you take pictures in the dark without adding additional hardware. Without a tripod and long exposure, night sight uses an algorithm to assemble a burst of consecutive frames into a picture with enough light in it. Takes into account motion of the phone, motion of objects in the scene, and the amount of light overall. It also takes fewer exposures for longer if the camera is still versus when it's handheld. It's trained to adjust color correction and white balance as well. One negative, at least in the reviews, is that photos may not look like they were taken at night at all. It also doesn't deal well with fast-moving objects like cars or brightly lit objects. Firefox will begin notifying its desktop users when they visit a website that was recently breached. This is an extension of Firefox Monitor, which lets users check if an email address is found in leaked password databases. Firefox Monitor will soon be available in 26 different languages, including German, French, Spanish, Turkish, Chinese, Canadian English, Russian, Japanese, and Portuguese. The new notification informs the user about the breach and offers options to dismiss the notification or check Firefox Monitor. Sources tell the New York Times that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg ordered the company's management team to only use Android phones after Apple CEO Tim Cook criticized Facebook in an interview with MSNBC, claiming that Facebook traffics in your personal life. The Verge notes that several Facebook executives, including blockchain lead David Marcus and VP of AR and VR Andrew Bosworth, are still using iPhones, at least based on devices tied to their recent tweets. The Raspberry Pi Foundation released the Raspberry Pi 3 Model A+, which has most of the same improvements made to the B+, announced earlier this year, but is cheaper at $25 and smaller, with the board at 65 by 56 millimeters. The A Plus also features a 1.4 gigahertz 64-bit quad-core ARM Cortex A53 CPU, 512 megabytes of LPDDR2 SD RAM, dual-band 802.11ac, and Bluetooth 4.2 BLE. USB mass storage boosting and thermal management have both been improved as well. And finally, initial Surface headphones review are trickling in, and for $350, The Verge says the wireless performance is exceptional, even with support for Bluetooth 4.2 rather than the latest version of 5. Volume controls and noise canceling features are impressive, and the headphones have very good bass levels. Where the headphones get docked is with Cortana, which is reportedly sluggish and inconsistent and drains the battery life overall by constantly listening for the wake word. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.